Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, Do You Really See?
The reading is from the seventh chapter of the Gospel of John. Simon, do you see this woman? When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she has bathed my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since the time I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. So I tell you, her many sins are forgiven, hence she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little. He said to her, Your sins are forgiven. The others at table said to themselves, Who is this that even forgives sins? But he said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. The good news of John. The first thing I need to say is this woman is not Mary Magdalene. She is simply a woman who has a negative reputation, probably well known by a number of men at that table. Even wives or mothers did not join the men at a formal dinner. So this woman is taking a huge risk to crash the party. We don't know whether Jesus was given either a formal or an informal invitation, but it is possible Simon felt obligated, but he was giving a clear sign that Jesus was snubbed when he entered the house. No ritual hand and foot washing, no formal warm greeting, perhaps only a curt, sit over there. The woman has taken an enormous risk and crawled under the crowded table. But now the main issue begins. Simon, do you see this person? Not physically, but who she is inside. Do you realize she has taken a huge risk because she needs to be accepted for what she knows needs forgiveness? And then Jesus speaks of what is at the core of our merciful God. Because she has been forgiven, hence she has loved much. We don't need or we don't get love in order to be forgiven because we don't earn love. God gives it freely so we can move in our heart and mind to a better place. Then, of course, at this point, the men at the table arrogantly gossip in whispers. Who does this fellow think he is allowing or actually encouraging this woman to touch him? When we read or hear this gospel, I believe the Holy Spirit is prompting us to start pondering if we are just aware of the people with whom we live or others we know, or do we really see them? See their beauty, their pain, their joy, and their needs. Keep your eyes, your minds, and your hearts wide open to the real inner person.